Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. I'm Dan Ratcliffe. During the week, you'll find your local news for Marietta, Kennesaw, Smyrna, and all of Cobb County right here. And on Sundays, like today, you'll find the Cobb Life podcast with the editor of Cobb Life magazine, Katie Ruth Camp.
Credit Union of Georgia has the chance for you to win big while helping local charities. Between now and March 31st, you can be a part of the raffle happening online at cuofga.org. You can win great prizes and help local charities at the same time. Only 500 raffle tickets will be sold, so get yours from Credit Union of Georgia today. Find them online at cuofga.org. That's cuofga.org. Win great prizes and help local charities with Credit Union of Georgia.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Cobb Life podcast. As always, this is Cobb Life editor Katie Ruth Camp, and I'm thrilled to have the Cobb Chamber of Commerce CEO Sharon Mason with me today. Welcome, Sharon.
Oh, my pleasure. Great to be with you.
So talk about this past year. I mean, it's been challenging for a lot of people, but obviously as a Chamber of Commerce, your biggest mission is to help support small businesses in the community. And a lot of those have been dealing with a lot of issues. They've been struggling. So what are some of the things the Chamber has done to try to help out? What are you hearing from small business owners right now? Kind of give us some insight into what that community is going through.
Yeah, Katie Ruth, you're so right. At the beginning of the pandemic, when it hit, we were hearing back, I can't believe it's been a year now, but immediately hearing just the devastation, especially for small businesses in our community. And when everyone was shut down, it really hurt small businesses tremendously. And so we've been focused actually for the last year on the economic recovery portion, just driving solutions, being a champion for resources, support, advocacy, really every step of the way for small business. And so we formed an economic recovery task force that included representatives from the most hard hit industries with small business, tourism, nonprofits, and several others. And it really helped us to figure out and better understand what the challenges were. That was our first action item, was do a needs assessment. And we immediately saw just a lot of big needs. And so we started driving a lot of resources. We actually have now had about to have 20, our 20th business recovery webinar.
Wow.
So it is great to have so many experts involved in the chamber, because we've brought in, you name it, CPAs, attorneys, bankers, HR consultants, marketing folks, just health experts, every step of the way, just to help with guidance on the alphabet soup, I feel like, of PPP and all the different things that were available, and navigating HR and legal guidance and how to reopen safely and right. So much more. And then we just have been championing a lot of resources that actually have a one-stop COVID website where we have a lot of our community partner resources, as well as all these webinars, all these other things that we're trying to drive. But one of the things that we're most proud of was the small business grants in partnership with Cobb County Board of Commissioners. And that wouldn't have been possible without the CARES Act funding that our federal leaders made possible. And we appreciate what they've done every step of the way with the federal stimulus to especially help small business. But I tell you, that was one of the most rewarding things in my career. And I've been in the chamber industry, now about 19 years.
Yeah.
And is to see the faces, even though they're behind the mask and 6 feet apart and all of those things, to see the faces of over 3,700 companies and hear their stories. And I mean, lots of tears of people that was just the boost they needed, that they would have gone out of business if it wasn't for that.
Yeah. Talk about the small business relief grants, because I know that your Select Cobb group kind of facilitated everything, right? I mean, the county gave the money, but the chamber was really kind of the ones that took care of all the logistics and all the paperwork and all the little things. I mean, that had to have been a huge project for you guys, right?
Oh, it was tremendous, because you can imagine there were three rounds of applications and then making sure all the eligibility was double checked, and then with the selection committee that we so appreciate, and then the process of distributing the grants as well. It was so rewarding, though, I tell you, and it wouldn't have been possible without the Board of Commissioners who made that possible, and then designating Select Cobb, Dana Johnson, who had Select Cobb, and Stephanie Cox on his team were our two major leaders for it. But then our entire chamber staff also jumped in, and Dana and Stephanie did an incredible job leading the process, and just so appreciate their great efforts. Mm-hmm. But it really did make a big difference, because there was a portion for nonprofits, and then the remaining portion for for-profit companies under 100 employees. And you had to be located in Cobb County, be in business for a year. So knowing that you were impacted by the pandemic, and then prove that, show your business license and a few things to show your business. It was really a well done process. And I really got to see a lot of companies, especially those most impacted by the pandemic, be helped by this. And
right.
I think one of the things we're proudest of with this is knowing the disparity of minority owned companies that were hardest hit, especially compared to mm-hmm. the percent of population. They were hit much more proportionally. We had a big focus with our Diversity and Inclusion Council and many other groups within our Diversity and Inclusion Council to focus on reaching every area of the county, making sure we helped, especially minority owned companies. And we ended up, out of those 3,715 companies, 51% were minority owned.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, I know the chamber's also known for its events, its, you know, leadership programs, and obviously those have had to make some very big transitions in the past year. I know the leadership Cobb class from, what is it, 19, I guess their tagline now is the class that never ends, because
the class that never graduates.
Because I think they just had like an Armed Forces Day or something the other day, right? And normally that program would end in 10 months or 8 months or however. And they're still going. And, you know, the chamber is known for its luncheons, its annual dinner, or Cobb prom, as some people call it, which I know that's still had to be pushed this year. You know, that usually happens in January, and it's been pushed to, I believe, a luncheon now in April.
Yes, that's correct. It's a luncheon. You're right. We've had to think differently about every event. And I tell you, I can't thank Lisa Crossman enough with Cobb and Douglas Public Health, because she has been such a great guide of mm-hmm. how to reopen safely. Because a lot of organizations were looking to us to guide the way and show how to do it safely, but mm-hmm. also help them get back to normalcy. And relationships are such a key driver and key part of business. And so while Zoom is fantastic, it's hard to develop those relationships over Zoom. And so we wanted to provide that safe environment. So starting in really late June, we started with smaller groups and of course, 6 feet apart, masks, temperature checks, sanitizer stations everywhere, you name it.
Right.
We did it thanks to some great guidance. And then we started with our Marquee Mondays, having limited in person. So a table that would normally have 10 or 12 had 3 people 6 feet apart. And I know you've been to some.
And I've noticed an interesting dynamic too. Like, for example, one of the Marquee Mondays, I introduced the winners of the Next Generation Award, since I'm chairing Cobb Young Professionals this year. And I remember I was like, oh, this is cool, because I think there were maybe like 200 people in person or something. And Rebecca Chadwick, who's over CYP at the Chamber, she was like, well, there's about 1,000 people watching online. And I was like, oh no, don't tell me that right before I go out. Now I'm nervous.
But you did so great.
But I've noticed with that, and, you know, even with our CYP luncheons, you know, we can't have as many people in person, but it almost seems like there's even more engagement from a digital standpoint. Is that something the Chamber is probably going to keep doing, like a hybrid approach to these things?
Absolutely. Yeah, Katie Reese, you're so right. That's been a great result, actually, of this, is our marketing team and really a lot of our chamber staff have become a live stream production crew.
Right.
We are incredibly grateful of all the things they've learned to do and navigate. And it has enabled more people to get involved, because while we would normally in a Marquee Monday see 600, 700 in person. Now it's only 200 because we're spaced out.
Right.
But having over 1,000 people unlimited at no cost that can join, it just gives that great engagement so we can meet people where they are and where they feel most comfortable. Mm-hmm. And so we've done that actually for over 50 different events since the summer. Mm-hmm. We started coming back in person and having that hybrid approach has really helped us. So yes, we definitely plan to continue that. And that'll get more people engaged. And especially if they're running from a meeting and can't make it in person, then they can stay engaged virtually.
They can watch from their pajamas, right?
Right.
Awesome. Well, talk to me a little bit about what's happening with the chamber moving forward. I know you talked about things that have happened in the past, but what does this year kind of look like for you guys? And how are you helping these small businesses to recover and get back on their feet?
Well, we are definitely continued focused on recovery, knowing small businesses are still suffering. They really are. So while they've been able to reopen, they've had to limit customers, limit space out, spend a lot more money on PPE and so many other things. And so we're actually about to have our 20th business recovery webinar on the next federal stimulus that President Biden just passed or signed last night. It was passed by the House this week. And there's a lot of support for small business again there. And so we're bringing some great experts actually later this month. And it'll be our 20th one. excited to do that and provide that support. And then also, I mean, there's so many other great organizations that are stepping up to champion resources that we're partnering with, like Comcast, who they're focusing some grants specifically on minority owned companies that we really want to showcase in our community and especially help organizations that are hardest hit by the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And then also from an economic development perspective, we are continuing to elevate everything we do with SelectCov. And that means getting more in front of site selectors, even if it looks a little differently virtually. Yeah. but that also means partnering more with our many other partners locally, statewide. And we actually have had more companies look at Cobb County now than we ever have before.
Yeah. I know I interviewed the Chamber's Dana Johnson and wrote a story on it. I think it was titled like A Tale of Two Economies, because while small businesses have, you know, really struggled through this, Cobb is still bringing in a lot of big businesses, either relocating or expanding in Cobb, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then small businesses benefit because sure. Then these businesses will hire new vendors, their employees will come and they're hiring new employees. They're going to spend money. They're going to need a banker and a real estate agent and shop in stores and spend money at restaurants. And it's just a huge ripple impact. But I was joking, we've become quite the foodies now. Because we just got Papa John's global headquarters moving, and then Chick, and then now freshly opening South Cobb, which is very exciting. But actually, we've had a lot of other industries as well: biotech, fintech, many technology companies, some great existing companies like the Home Depot. Mm-hmm. Expanding. Of course, ThyssenKrupp is going to be opening this year. We've been working with them for years on getting this up, and we're so excited about their nearly 1,000 high quality jobs that are coming right in Cumberland. So
and that massive elevator, right?
Yes. Oh, it's so cool. And we actually just had a program on it where we featured Steve Wedge. So check it out. It's on our Facebook page if you didn't get to see it, because Brassfield and Gorey talked about the construction of it and it was really cool.
Yeah, cool. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk to you about you, get to know you a little more, Sharon. So
that's great.
Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owner courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Hey, Atlanta.
this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Okay, we are back with Sharon Mason. She's the CEO of the Cobb Chamber of Commerce. So I understand, Sharon, you know, it's Women's History Month. You are only the second woman in the chamber's, what, 45-ish year old history to be the CEO of the chamber. Is that right?
Yeah, and it actually, our history goes back to almost 100 years. If you go back into the many iterations of our chamber and different names. And,
oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But yes, that's correct. Only one other female CEO and was there for just a short time period.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's such an honor to be in this role. And I've heard from a lot of women that it really does inspire them to see a woman in a role like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and talk about your background, because you started off with the Birmingham Chamber of Commerce, I believe. I remember from my initial interview with you when you first took over as CEO.
Yes, I was there at Birmingham Regional Chamber and held several positions and loved it there. I really fell in love with the chamber industry because you get to make such a big difference and impact and help so many businesses and bring new jobs. And it's just been very rewarding. And so we moved back in 2005 for my husband's job back to Atlanta and from Georgia. So it was great to get back. And it was actually a time my first niece was being born. And so it was good to come back to Georgia. And so I actually wanted to stay in chamber industry and had heard about the Cobb Chamber, had heard about Cobb County, mm-hmm. and we landed and have been here ever since and just love this community. I mean, this is our home and couldn't be more of a special place to be and get to stay involved and making such an impact with the chamber work has been phenomenal.
Well, and you and your husband, Mike, were high school sweethearts, weren't you?
We were, yes, at South Gwinnett High School, the Comets.
Ah, the Comets. That's too funny. And you have a daughter, right? One daughter.
Yes. She's a seventh grader at Dodgen.
Oh, nice. And do you all still live in East Cobb? Is that where you live?
We do, yeah. And she'll go to Pope soon and a little over a year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously you're from Metro Atlanta, but you've moved around a little bit. What is it about Cobb County that you think makes it so special?
You know, at first I couldn't put my finger on it. I knew that it was something very unique about Cobb coming into it, but it's become very clear just working here the last 16 years in Cobb County and at the Cobb Chamber. We have one of the most passionate, driven, engaged communities with phenomenal leaders who step up, give back. And I've seen that, especially in the pandemic, where, you know, instead of running away from the pandemic, the leaders just jumped up, got together, said, we're going to conquer this. We're going to help so many different community members, businesses, and we all joined. And it was such a together we can moment. So I think Cobb really has a great collaboration with government, business, and community and nonprofits that work extremely well to make it such a great place. And then, of course, I mean, there's so many great things working for us, the proximity to the airport, to downtown, low taxes, great quality of life, top healthcare, so many great amenities and parks. And I mean, right by our house, we can walk and go on right by the waterfall and hike on a river. And
yeah,
so much to do here. And it's just a phenomenal place, not just to do business, but to live as well.
Yeah. But with it being Women's History Month, who are some of the women that have inspired you, either family or just leaders in the communities?
Oh, wow. I have a lot of women who've inspired me. So I promise I won't go on and on, but I'll just name a few. But
sure.
My grandmother and my mother both have just really inspired me with really making the most of every opportunity, being intentional with time and blooming where you're planted and knowing that serving others, what a great role that is. And so their servant leadership mindset was just such a critical part, and their faith as well for me. And then I have interacted with so many great women leaders over the years that, you know, people like Shan Cooper, who I just think the world of, and Candace Saunders and so many others, Britt Fleck, who's our Cobb Chamber chair elect. I get to work with, and we've got so many great women leaders on our board, like Pam Witten and many others that are trailblazers and have taken great leadership roles in the community. Jackie McMorris, Tracy Stive, Kim Menefee, you know, just to name a few that have all stepped up in significant ways. And I have a lot of respect for them. And each one brings something unique and different to our community that I think makes it really special. And so it's been phenomenal to see so many women leaders step up. Historically, we've got our first woman chairwoman for commissioners with Lisa Cuban and an all-women board of commissioners, and many other women in significant leadership roles like WellStar, KSU, or CIDs, just to name a few.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Sharon, and happy Women's History Month. And I am so inspired by what you do and what the Chamber has done. And I look forward to seeing all the things that are in store for the next year, because I know you've been busy the past year and you're certainly going to stay busy for the next.
Well, Katie Ruth, it was great talking with you. And thanks for all that you do with both the Berryetta Daily Journal, Cobb Business Journal, Cobb Life, and as well as with Cobb Young Professionals, and sharing that this year.
Yeah, no, wonderful. It's been my pleasure. Thanks so much, Sharon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good day.
You too.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Thank you for joining me for the Cobb Life edition of the Marietta Daily Journal podcast from your local news source, the Marietta Daily Journal and MDJ Online. Be sure to pick up a copy of this month's Cobb Life magazine and visit us online for more complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the people of Cobb and surrounding areas. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyperlocal updates, plus great stories about what makes living in Cobb so special. Or ask Alexa or Google Home to play the Marietta Daily Journal podcast for you.